Why is the shopping cart always in the top right of the screen?
How do companies predict my purchases?
Why do prices end in 9?
Why do fast food companies use red and yellow in their logos?
Why do restaurants always have one expensive menu item?
Researchers, marketers, and very curious people seek the answers for how we make decisions and how we choose products. ClickSuasion finds the secrets that companies use and shares them with you.
Why do I feel better when I bought the last remaining airline ticket?
How do I make choices based on colors and fonts?
I'll just give you a bit of background about me. I work with a mental well-being startup, which is based out of UK, and I look after the customer success. And today in this half an hour session, I'm going to share my experience and knowledge about user experience that we all are seeing in this whole pandemic. So let me. Sharing my screen, just give me a minute. Okay, so Walmart has experienced a 470% increase in their Walmart grocery app downloads since Jan 2020. And do we know why has this happened? Is it because the transformation has it, you know, happened because of CEO, CTO, or COVID-19? Well, for many of us, it's COVID-19 that has brought a rapid change in the way we consume our product and service. So I am going to just share certain examples of what businesses, big brands, small business owners are doing to succeed in user experience. For now, I'm going to just talk and not show you any slide. Let me know if you have any questions. I am happy to make it an interactive session. So with Amazon Prime, having delivery within a day was a convenience, has now become essential. And with the whole a business going online, Amazon Prime is not able to deliver within one day. So user experience of convenience has now become essential, and probably essential has become impossible. So people are getting impatient. There are businesses like grocery stores who are not able to meet demands of consumers, whereas there are some businesses, you know, who are becoming completely irrelevant at the moment. So there is this uncertainty, which some companies are doing some brilliant innovative ways. So let's see. Hi, Lindy. So I was just going to talk about how companies are enhancing their user experience at this unusual time. Starbucks in 2008, when there was crisis, they abolished the vending machines and they wanted to just focus on in-store experience. And today, all the investment made in in-store experience looks like, you know, it is of no use, because all you can do is just go drive-through, or, you know, in UK, not even that. So people are just having a long queue at few stores, you know, where Starbucks has a vending machine. So how do you now devise, or how do you now do, or you know, design your user experience? Home is now the new office and the school. Hi, Cindy. we never, you know, imagined that we'll be working in respective rooms and living rooms, and we are not really equipped for, you know, long working hours. So we don't have chairs and tables that suit our working style. So that's why there's a high demand for office desks and chairs. So were brands and companies ready to supply and meet those demands? These are the few questions that, you know, is going on in every business and every user's mind. I'm going to show you some little bit of stats. Here's a study done by Kantar Media, where they have shown people are now watching more of TVs, movies, they're reading for pleasure, they're shopping online, spending time with family, they are giving more time to sleep, and very less time for going to gym is not there, but public transportation, travel is as good as nil. The max you travel is to your grocery store. So those how you're spending your weekends. So with this change in behavior, how do you see with American Express, you know, seeing that there is 58% of consumers who use contactless, say that they are going to use those payments even when there is pandemic over. So we have to see if this behavior is going to stick or is going to change once maybe the lockdown eases, and how are we going to behave? So here's a study done by McKinsey Global Web Index and Harris Poll, presented by Ogilvy, where post-pandemic behavior, US consumers are going to choose takeout over in-restaurant dining. 65% of users say that. That shows that even when things are going to ease out, people are still going to stick to their new normal behavior. So I will ask you a question now. Let's see. How would you respond? So there's a skincare brand that wanted to do something to, you know, be able to sell their product. So skincare at this point of time is not essential. It goes a little on the luxury side of the product. So they had this Instagram page and they put out a discount offer of 20% on their products. And they put these ads on Instagram. Now there are existing customers who love this brand, and you know, one of them put out a message on the comment section saying that I love your brand, but right now I have been furloughed and I won't be able to buy your product. I will definitely, you know, buy once I can. What do you think should have been the response of the skincare brand? You can put this on the chat. Offer a free sample. Yes, Lindy, that is a nice way to respond and a very human way to respond. But unfortunately, the user experience, perhaps a way to purchase and delay payment. Great, Molly. You are giving some good tips to business owners that they are already doing. So we are all giving a very customized response, but that company's user experience was having an automated response. And the response they gave to that comment was that enjoy your 20% discount now, which clearly, you know, showed that there was no human element touch. And it just definitely not only hurt the feeling of that customer, but even other customers or consumers who were there on that page. So what's important is how you make your consumers feel at this point of time, which is even more so important. So let me give you or share some examples of what companies are doing or have done. So I work with a mental well-being startup, and my company has a pure B2B model, business to business, where we offer well-being preventive services to employees of the company. Now with pandemic, we realized that people needed all the more. So we changed the business model, and from B2B, now we are currently focusing on B2C, where we are offering services that now no longer, you know, could be used, like say offline activities or, you know, going to a spa or a gym. But we are now having live yoga class. People are eating and cooking more than usual. So we're going to have live cookery classes. So all this is going to just be like how we have to respond to the companies. Yes, you're right, Lindy. An experience like that, where you're chatting with a bot, takes away the whole fun of interacting with your brand. So we have to be all the more careful at this point of time. There is one bar in Australia, Sydney, where they had to do something to, you know, survive and yet be of use to their customers. So they shifted and they made cocktail to go, you know, where consumers could order ready-made cocktail sachets and bottles, which they could make at home. So these are a few things that there are some brands that are doing, and they're not like those big brands or companies, but they are still doing what they can do. Restaurants have, you know, changed to grocery store to make sure that they are still relevant to consumers at this time. So no matter what you are doing, you have to see how can you be of use to your consumers, be it a liquor store or a factory that could make sanitizer is now selling, you know, hand sanitizer, because that is how they are going to make themselves more like ready for this new change. So I have to show. Now, here's a grocery store that has a very interesting way. Like when I just went there, they said, if you shop for £50 and above, you get a face mask free. Never did I ever imagine in my life that I would be lured by a face mask. And that is how the user experience is now changing. So it's not about big data or complex CRM, but maybe a dose of human touch. Take a look at this. This is a note that one of my friend from India received when he ordered food from a restaurant, which is called the Bombay Canteen. Bombay is a city in India. They had a very simple way and a very witty, humorous way of showing that what you've got is safe and we have taken care of the hygiene. So they have mentioned the name of the person who packed it. and his body temperature, the person who delivered, his name and his body temperature, and these simple steps. So the first step is, please take the brown bag out of the carry bag and proceed to remove the food boxes from it. Okay, found, simple. The second was, wash your hands properly with soap while counting to 20 and hum the song. Now this song is in Hindi, which is the Bollywood song. And that's how they've, you know, made it sound very light. And then the third point is, transfer the food into your own plates and bowls, discard the bags and boxes, and then repeat the second step. Enjoy your meal. And this is how small businesses can do or can go like a big step towards staying in the right side of the consumer's book. I'm going to share one example as explained by Martin Lindstrom. He's a branding guru. So in 2008, when there was this crisis, US government decided to, you know, reduce the price of the cars. There are these car companies who started giving discounts or huge discounts to car sale price. But that didn't really increase the demand. People did not buy the cars then. But there was one company that did consumer research to understand what is the reason behind it or the root cause of not buying. And the company's name is Hyundai. So Hyundai found out that it is not that people don't have money. Some people have money, but they're not sure if they will be able to sustain it because of the job insecurity. So what they did, take a look. They released an ad and they said, right now, buy any new Hyundai, and if the next year you lose your income, we'll let you return it. That's the Hyundai assurance. What happened after this? The sale of that car went twice the expected sales figures. It just doubled. And when Martin asked the CEO after a year how many cars were returned, he said 5 cars. So that's how they tried to understand what is it that makes people not buy. Is it because they don't have money right now, or is it because they're uncertain? So as there was one comment by one of our participants who said that, you know, buy now, pay later. That's one of the ways that brands are doing or can do. Now, not everybody can afford to do it. So what is it that you should do? Okay, so I'm back without sharing any slides. Thank you, Lindy. So what is that? Not every business can be COVID-19 ready or be able to provide something that, you know, can help consumers. The least that they can do is wait and watch. Take time to evaluate and try and understand your consumer base. See if there is a change in user persona. What do I mean by that? A very simple example of Zoom. Zoom has seen an increase in the traffic by 300%. And now they are seeing teachers, students, you know, first-time users using Zoom as an essential service. So if there is a change in their user persona, shouldn't they have a tutorial for first-time users, you know, for teachers or students? Maybe they never thought of that earlier, but now they should, because the schools have now shifted to virtual medium. So what you can do is the least you can do is check your user persona and still see how relevant can you be to your consumers. So is there any question or anything that you want to share? I am happy to answer or discuss. Okay, so yes, Molly, a dose of human touch. We are so overwhelmed by everything going virtual, and with social distancing, people are missing, and they will for a long time miss human touch, physical touch. So a simple handwritten note from your company or from your brand can also relive. And these are some not so expensive ways of telling them what you're doing. So all you have to do is be candid, be honest, tell them how you are coping with this whole situation, and that will reassure users, because even they are being very understanding. So simple, whatever that you can do in whichever way is going to make you survive and be more relevant even post-pandemic. So I am going to probably share some more examples with you. And probably understand from you if there is anything unique that you are doing with your consumers or users that you want to share. Something, you know, which made them feel, okay, wow, this is like a sweet gesture, or smart of you, or something that went wrong. Lindy has a question. Do you think professionalism will be looked at differently with things being more virtual, for example, dress codes? I think it already is changing, because to be very honest, people are, you know, are sharing their daily routine, where they're saying that, I have not ironed my clothes since so long because I don't need to now anymore. Or probably, you know, just a shirt, because all I have to show is my shirt. So probably, you know, I might not even wear a pant at the bottom. So dress code, I think, is going to definitely, I think the wardrobe is going to change if this is going to continue for long. So probably, we should do some creative wardrobe redesigning so that we know that, okay, fine, this is going to still look formal and be usable. So, yes. Any other story or any other way that any of you are doing presently with your users? Okay, now, what about architecture or construction, or people, you know, who are into interior designing? They are going to rethink designing home now, because people are going to, and forget home, like not just home, but even commercial spaces, because maybe the government or the policymakers, you know, can tell them that we now need these handleless doorknobs or touchless, wash basin. And that could change the strategy of the company that is into the service. So I think we all need to relook and see how best we can adhere to the new norms, because as they say, that if you perform any routine or any behavior for long, then it stays, it sticks. As much as forming habit is difficult, this is going to be, as predicted by experts, going to stay. Molly has to say that staffing and recruiting, we offered our recently unemployed contractors a bench where we pay a percentage of their salary and actively try to market them elsewhere. Instead of asking for exclusivity, we are saying it's okay if you take an offer someplace else. Wow. Imagine a recruitment agent saying that. This is something which is definitely going to win, because as behavioral science says it, and as Mike recently said, reciprocity wins. People are going to appreciate that. And yes, Lindy, we are going to go through a commercial renovation process. I'm sure people are going to change the way now their home looks, especially for children. Now there is an increase in Chrome notebook because their school has now become home. So there are many businesses that, did not make sense before pandemic. For example, these ready meals where they charge you a premium for giving you these little ingredients, like, one little bottle of lemon juice and few cilantros. But now with this whole pandemic thing, where people are not going out to restaurants, they are ordering these ready meals from services, that are expensive, but people are still buying this because that is what is now more convenient. And there could be a change, like, for example, Starbucks can now rethink of having more vending machines and maybe rethink their investment in in-store experience. So do we have answers to all these questions? The answer is no. We can only predict to a certain level, but people are still waiting to know what's there on the other side. And there are many companies who, like IKEA, took their time to respond because they knew that they will not be able to serve the demand that, that the consumers will have. So they did not start with the delivery of the furniture. But I think with time, there are going to be heavy investments made in digitalizing of the services. And we will surely see a new way of living life. And that will not only reflect how we work, but how we even work or probably eat, live, and sleep. So the big question now lies is, are we going to go back to using Uber the way we would? Or are we going to still think twice before we book an Airbnb because we don't know, if it is still safe? So those are some things which we are still going to see. And with that, I wrap up my session.
Thanks for listening to ClickSuasion. subscribe to the podcast, read our research, and get in touch with us at clicksuasion.com. You can also find us on Twitter with the handle at clicksuasion.